Harper Audio presents The Last Apprentice, Book 7, Rise of the Huntress, by Joseph Delaney, read by Christopher Evan Welch. Copyright 2010 by Joseph Delaney, Incorporated. Production copyright 2010 by HarperCollins Publishers.
Chapter 1. Red with Blood. The Spook, Alice, and I were crossing the long ridge on our way back to Chippenden with the three wolfhounds, Claw, Blood, and Bone, barking excitedly at our heels. The first part of the climb had been pleasant enough. It had rained all afternoon, but was now a clear, cloudless late autumn evening, with just a slight chilly breeze ruffling our hair. Perfect weather for walking. I remember thinking how peaceful it all seemed. But at the summit, a big shock awaited us. There was dark smoke far to the north beyond the fells. It looked like Castor was burning. Had the war finally reached us? I wondered fearfully. Years earlier, an alliance of enemy nations had invaded our land far to the south. Since then, despite the best efforts of the combined counties to hold the line, they had been slowly pushing north.
"How can they have advanced so far without our knowing?" the Spook asked, scratching at his beard, clearly agitated. "Surely there'd have been news. Some warning, at least."
"It might just be a raiding party from the sea," I suggested. That was very likely. Enemy boats had come ashore before and attacked settlements along the coast, though this part of the county had been spared so far. Shaking his head, the Spook set off down the hill at a furious pace. Alice gave me a worried smile, and we hurried along in pursuit. Encumbered.